Freedom Scientific is now shipping its new professional edition Magic 8.0 screen magnification with speech software. This latest version works with the Windows NT and 2000 professional operating systems. The software is also compatible with Windows 95, 98 and ME, and it works with JAWS for Windows. Magic 8.0 combines magnification features with a low vision speech option. The software magnifies the information the person chooses from 2 times to 16 times its normal size. With the speech option, Magic 8.0 gives users the ability to choose information they want read. A version of Magic 8.0 without the speech option is also available. A full product download is available for authorized users from Freedom Scientific's website, and a free demo can also be downloaded from there at www.freedomscientific.com. In the US, a key senator introduced much-anticipated legislation last Thursday that would prevent computers and other electronic devices from playing unauthorized music, movies, or other copyrighted material. Responding to concerns about unauthorized sharing of digital media over the Internet, Senator Ernest Hollings introduced a bill that would require Silicon Valley and Hollywood to agree on a standard to stop digital piracy. Internet piracy has been blamed by the music industry for disappointing 2001 sales, and top movie lobbyist Jack Valenti is also concerned as well. Hollywood and Silicon Valley would be required to come up with a technology that would prevent computers and other digital media devices from playing back files that did not contain an industry stamp of approval. If the two sides could not reach agreement within 1 year, the government would step in and mandate a solution. The South Carolina Democrat said the bill would encourage media companies to make more material available online, encouraging more consumers to sign up for broadband internet connections and digital television sets. The bill comes 3 weeks after a hearing in Hollings Committee, the Commerce and Science Committee, in which Walt Disney and media giants accused technology companies like Intel of profiting from digital piracy. Hollings' solution, backed by Disney, would modify personal computers to block piracy. At the hearing, an Intel executive said that Disney wanted to dictate how computers would be designed, crippling their functionality. The two industries have made progress on standards to protect digital television broadcasts, but remain far apart on approaches to stop online piracy. Hollings has circulated draft versions of the bill to high-tech and media companies since last summer, with the hope of encouraging a private solution. But in a statement, the senator said the two sides needed the threat of legislation to make further progress. Yahoo has announced that it will soon implement new fees in once-free areas on its service, marking the web portal's latest efforts to boost non-advertising revenue. The company said it will begin charging for a feature that lets people check their Yahoo email messages from outside the service. In addition, the company will limit public access to its data storage service in hopes of persuading people to pay for it. Over the past year, Yahoo has begun charging for certain services to counterbalance the crippling effects of the weak advertising environment. Yahoo executives have publicly stated their intention to charge for services that are costly to run, such as data storage within its email, photo, and file sharing areas. The company recently began charging for specific features on its homepage builder GeoCities, and last week, Yahoo began surveying customers to gauge their willingness to pay for streaming video. The first set of fees affect a service that allows Yahoo Mail users to consolidate their email messages from outside accounts accessed through software such as Microsoft Outlook or Qualcomm's Eudora. Beginning on April the 24th, Yahoo's mail forwarding service will cost $29.99 a year, according to a message posted on Yahoo's site. People who subscribe before April the 24th will pay $19.99 for the first year. The paid email forwarding service would allow people to use outside email services to access Yahoo Mail through a POP3 client, automatically forward mail to another email account, and send attachments of up to 5 megabytes instead of the current 1.5 megabyte limit. Paying subscribers will not have the Yahoo Text advertisement attached to the bottom of their outgoing messages. The Church of Scientology has managed to yank references to anti-Scientology websites from the Google search engine. Citing the controversial Digital Millennium Copyright Act, Scientology lawyers are claiming that Google may no longer include anti-Scientology sites that allegedly infringe upon the church's intellectual property. A letter from Google to the ZenUnet Scientology protest site says, "We removed certain specific URLs in response to a notification. Had we not removed these URLs, we would be subject to a claim for copyright infringement, regardless of its merits." So far, the DMCA has come under fire because it bans most attempts to bypass or disable copyright protection technology. But Scientology is relying on another section of the 1998 US law, which says a service provider shall not be liable for copyright infringement if it moves with dispatch to delete any reference or link to material or activity claimed to be infringing. Until this week, anyone typing in Scientology on the wildly popular search engine found references to the ZenU.net site in the first page of results. Now ZenU.net and clambake.org have virtually disappeared from Google's database. Ireland.com, the Irish Times website and one of the trailblazers for newspapers on the web, is to become the latest to start charging its users. When it launched in 1994, the Irish Times was the first newspaper on the internet in Ireland and the UK, and among the first 30 in the world to go online. It now plans to follow the lead set by the Financial Times and the Times Online, as the trickle of online services charging users for articles and services threatens to become a flood. From May, Ireland.com will begin charging for a premium news service, comprising the online version of the newspaper, a searchable archive, and microsites covering specific topics such as technology, sport, business, and weather. Although the pricing has yet to be determined, it is likely to be in line with the £100 a year mooted by the Financial Times. Individuals will be able to pay weekly, annually, or monthly. It also intends to retain a cut-down news service free of charge and provide free access to sites that add to the paper's content, such as a World Cup section devoted to the progress of the Irish team. The trend toward charging among online content providers has been prompted by the twin factors of the advertising downturn and the fact that with less competition, sites can afford to charge for exclusive content. New Zealand's telecommunications network operators and internet service providers will be legally obligated to install a system that will allow police or the Secret Service to eavesdrop on phone calls or email messages, the New Zealand government has confirmed. Many will also have to pay for the capability, Associate Minister of Justice Paul Swain said. The changes to New Zealand's telecommunications laws were tabled last year. The legislation, the Telecommunications Interception Capability Bill, is being drafted right now, the minister said. The bill would require all telecom and internet service providers to be interception capable. Customer email and voice messages may be intercepted by carriers when the police, the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service, or the Government Communication Security Bureau present a warrant ordering the carriers to do so. The government will pay for the provision of interception capability for existing fixed or mobile voice networks to be implemented within 18 months from the date of legislation. Network operators will have to meet the cost of allowing snooping on internet and email communications within 5 years of the legislation's enactment. Swain confirmed that any interception would require a warrant issued by the High Court, which is the current case for traditional wiretapping. A federal judge in Chicago called a temporary halt to the music and movie industry's legal assault on Madster, the online file-swapping service formerly known as Aimster. The move came shortly after two of the targets of the industry's copyright infringement lawsuit, Buddy USA Incorporated and Above Peer Incorporated, which operate Madster, filed for bankruptcy protection. Matt Oppenheim, an attorney at the Recording Industry Association of America, predicted that Madster would meet the same fate as song-swapping service Napster, which a federal judge in San Francisco slammed with a pre-trial restraining order. Aimster creator Johnny Depp, who runs Buddy USA and Above Peer, said the lawsuits and unfair business practices forced him to seek protection in the U.S. bankruptcy court. Depp says he plans to defend Madster by accusing the record companies of antitrust violations and copyright misuse, just as Napster's lawyers have done. The Guardian's online service triumphed in the UK's most prestigious press awards last week, with the website described as ahead of the pack and full of tremendous journalism. It beat competition from the BBC, the Financial Times, and the Telegraph to win the Website of the Year title at the British Press Awards. Some users of the popular Morpheus music program are angry over a browser extension program distributed with the latest preview version of the software. The program, developed by World Media and included with the Morpheus Preview Edition, silently intercepts certain addresses typed by Morpheus users into Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser before redirecting them to their final destination. The file, which is named bpboh.dll, uses a technology developed by Microsoft known as a Browser Helper Object, BHO. According to an article at Microsoft's website, BHOs are a relatively new and powerful way of injecting your code directly inside the browser's address space. When installed by Morpheus, the World Media BHO causes addresses including RadioShack.com, eBay.com, Amazon.com, and ToysRUs.com, among others, to be intercepted and redirected to the shopping sites through affiliate marketing systems run by Linkshare Corporation and BeFree Incorporated. A spokesperson for World Media confirmed that the company has partnered with Streamcast to create an online shopping service for Morpheus users. Accessible from the program's shop button, the option currently shunts users to World Media's buyersport.com e-commerce portal. The World Media representative said she was not aware that the company's BHO was currently intercepting some browser requests, although she confirmed such a system was being developed by the company as an incentive program that would serve as a benefits option and enhancement for the community. Rayovac Corp. has developed a new battery that can be recharged in 15 minutes. That's a quarter of the time of the best current technology. The battery is the first major new item to come from a two-year push by the third largest US battery maker to develop new products to help drive sales. Rayovac hopes the new technology can convince more consumers to buy rechargeable batteries for devices like MP3 players and cameras. The company also hopes manufacturers of power tools, cameras, and other products will use the batteries in their devices, helping Madison, Wisconsin-based Rayovac gain business in the $5 billion original equipment manufacturer OEM market. And finally, Microsoft's Smartphone 2002 software will make its debut in Western Europe in weeks, in a handset manufactured by the UK's Sendo, beating its appearance with Singular Wireless in the United States. On Monday, Microsoft and Singular said they would introduce Sendo's Z100 smartphone handset in the US in the second half of this year, the first carrier announcement for Microsoft's Windows-powered smartphone 2002. However, the handset will go on sale in the UK, France, Spain, and possibly Germany in the next 2 to 3 months, according to a Sendo spokeswoman. The Singular announcement came more than a year after the original February 2001 announcement of the Z100, at which time the device was expected to be on the market in the autumn of 2001. However, last year the wireless industry saw dreadful market conditions as a result of the global economic slowdown, and the GPRS data networks upon which smartphones depend have not matured as quickly as planned. Nevertheless, the Z100 is to be the first device on the market running the Microsoft smartphone software. It will offer email, web browsing, and other computer features in a compact mobile phone form factor. Samsung is another key smartphone 2002 player and plans to market a Microsoft-based smartphone near the end of this year. Samsung is also making a Palm-based smartphone and is developing a Symbian OS handset. Sendo's handset weighs just 99 grams and claims to be the smallest and lightest GPRS tri-band smartphone. It has a 65,000-color TFT display and uses the 900, 1800, and 1900 band, allowing it to function in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. Among its PDA-like features are web and WAP browsers, digital music player, USB, IRDA, and serial connectivity, and a multimedia card and secure digital card slot for memory expansion. Like many of the coming handsets announced at last week's CEBIT, the Z100 supports Java for downloadable games and other software. No word yet, though, on whether any of this is accessible. That's news briefs for this week.